Meister Sheni Perik Beis Mishnah Vav. Sela Shal Meister Sheni Vishal Chulin Shnes Arvu. If you have a Sela of Meister Sheni, so a Sela was a coin that was silver, Vishal Chulin Shnes Arvu, and then there was also a Sela of Chulin that were mixed. You didn't know which was which, and you wanted to go and take the Chulin out of and use it outside of Yushalayim. Maybe Besela Mos. So what you would do is you would bring in place of the Sela of the silver coin. That's a Sela, you'd bring in place of it Ma'os. So Ma'os was Nechoshes, which is copper. And obviously the Ma'os, the Nechoshes, has to have a Tzura, like we've said. And since copper obviously is less value, you'd need a large amount of coins of copper to equal the one Sela of Kesef. And then you would say the following, Va'omer, Sela shel Meister Sheni b'chol makom shehi, mechulelos ala Ma'os ha'elu. So you would say that the Sela of Meister Sheni, so it was one of these Sela coins, you weren't sure which one, so whichever one it was, you want it to be Mechulul on the Mos, on this copper. So now really what's going on is the Meister Sheni, one would think, is right now, well it is right now, on the copper coins, and both of the silver coins, the Slayim, there's no Meister Sheni, because whichever one it was on is now on the copper coins. However, there is a next step that he does. He then chooses and he looks at the two Selas that have no Kiddush on them, there's no Meister Sheni on them. He looks at them and he chooses the best one. And now he goes back and he takes the Meister Sheni that's on the Ma'os, on the copper Ma'os, and he now puts it back onto the better coin. Mipnesha Amru, so this is going back on the whole process, because they said, Mechalin Kesef, this is the way the Rav learns at least, Mechalin Kesef shal Nechoshes Midoichik, because first you can be Mechal from Kesef onto Nechoshes, onto Kaper Midoichik, when you have no other choice, which is what he did. Veloshi is Kaim Kain, but it shouldn't stay that way. In other words, the Meister Sheni shouldn't stay only onto the copper. Rather, Elechoizer Mechalin ala Kesef. Rather, what you need to do is you have to go back and be Mechal back onto Kesef. So the obvious question is, and the Rav asks this, is why do you need a two-step process? Why don't you just look at both Slayim? So let's say you have two Slayim. You're not sure which one has the Meister Sheni. So take the better ones and say, if the other one is Meister Sheni, it should be Mechul onto this one. And if this one's Meister Sheni, so then it should stay as is. So he said that Lechura, he says that you could do this technically, but the problem is that if somebody would try to do this, we're afraid that he would not make this condition. And maybe real, perhaps, it's not the one that has Meister Sheni on it, and therefore, there's going to be a takala that comes out of it. Therefore, so they did it like this to prevent any issues that could arise. So nobody would forget about any tanoim.